Hello, this is Jim Lee with the BBC News. Rescue teams are struggling to reach remote areas of northern Pakistan and neighbouring Afghanistan hit by a strong earthquake. More than 260 people are known to have died during the quake on Monday. Nearly 2,000 people were injured. Yanu Rao is from the charity Concern Worldwide in Kabul.
The information is quite sketchy. It is coming from very remote areas. The earthquake happened at around 1:40 local time. And around 5 o'clock it gets dark, so not very much assessments have been possible. Also, some of the areas are insecure with the Taliban fighting.
American defense officials say a U.S. Navy ship in the South China Sea is preparing to sail towards artificial islands built by China. They say the USS Lassen will patrol the area around the Spratly Archipelago and sail within a 12 nautical mile limit. It's being seen as a challenge to China's territorial claims on the area, which are opposed by the US and other countries in the region. The British government has suffered a major setback in its efforts to cut billions of dollars in welfare payments as part of plans to reduce the budget deficit. The unelected upper chamber of parliament, the House of Lords, passed measures to delay the government's proposals on reducing tax credits to workers on lower incomes. The finance minister, George Osborne, warned that the move by the upper house raised constitutional issues. Ross Hawkins reports.
Twice defeated in the House of Lords, the government must now live with the consequences. Within an hour of the final vote, George Osborne announced a concession. Although the reform would go ahead, he would now deliver a new policy certain to be presented by his opponents as a climb down. In challenging the government's plans to cut tax credits, the majority of peers rejected arguments that they risked prompting a constitutional crisis.
The University of Mississippi in the southern United States has taken down the state flag from its campus after complaints that its Confederate battle emblem was too closely associated with slavery. Staff and students had voted overwhelmingly for the flag's removal. The BBC's Nick Bryant sent this report.
The University of Mississippi used to be regarded as one of the bastions of segregation in the early 1960s. It was the scene of the Battle of Ole Miss, when white supremacists fought with federal troops to block the admission of its first black student. So its decision to lower Mississippi's state flag, which features the Confederate battle colours, is loaded with extra historical meaning.
The Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, says at least 12 members of the security forces have been killed in clashes with left-wing rebels. In a televised address, he said the attack was carried out by members of the National Liberation Army, or ELN. The defense ministry said the rebels attacked soldiers and police who were carrying ballot boxes following regional elections in Colombia. World News from the BBC. The Attorney General of Venezuela says she has sacked a prosecutor who fled the country after criticizing the imprisonment of the opposition leader, Leopoldo López. The Attorney General, Luisa Ortega, said Franklin Nieves had abandoned his post. She denied that her office had pressured officials to falsify evidence in the trial of Mr. López, who was sentenced last month to 14 years in prison on charges of inciting violence during anti-government protests. British police say they have arrested a 15-year-old boy in Northern Ireland in connection with a cyber attack on one of the country's biggest telecoms companies, TalkTalk. They said he was being held on suspicion of computer misuse offences following the search of a house in County Antrim. Rory Catherine-Jones reports.
The arrest comes 4 days after TalkTalk revealed that it had been the victim of what it called a significant and sustained cyber attack. The following day, the firm's chief executive, Dido Harding, revealed that she had received a ransom demand from someone claiming to be behind the attack, but could not be certain that it was the hackers. TalkTalk remains under pressure. The share price closed down 12% on Monday, and it's now lost nearly a quarter of its value.
8 senior football executives have put their names forward as candidates to succeed Sepp Blatter as president of the governing body, FIFA. The deadline for nominations has now passed. The latest to announce their bids were Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa, president of the Asian Football Federation, and Gianni Infantino, secretary general of UEFA, the European body. The elections will take place next February. One of the greatest names in German football, Franz Beckenbauer, has admitted making a mistake in his country's bidding process to host the 2006 World Cup. But he has denied allegations that votes were bought. Beckenbauer was the head of the German World Cup Organising Committee, which is alleged to have made a payment to the sport's governing body, FIFA. BBC News.